Balmoral is a sort of a place that's had its ups and its downs, but there's always something has happened that gives the town a boost.
Mm.
And you could see the pattern. When the railway line was put in here in early 1900s, there was an army of workmen associated with that. It was all horse and handwork. And then, of course, when Rocklands was being built at that time too, after the war, the soldier settlers came here. They took over the big station properties and cut them up into 1,000-acre farms. And the population was boosted by that. That lasted until the wool started to decline in value. But then, they built Rocklands. There was 500 people living in a satellite town out in the bush in the middle of the scrub there. They just simply carved an area out and they put in prefabricated houses and streets, and they had their own grocer shop and a butcher shop, and they had their own hall, and they had their own school and medical facilities and everything out there. But then when that finished, it was sort of slipped back, a period where land values declined and people weren't too sure just what was going to happen. But then now this mineral sands thing has come and it doesn't have very much effect on the actual town businesses, really, but it's had a tremendous effect on the employment of people in the town, you see.
Let's just talk a little bit more about some of those things you've mentioned along the way there, just in a bit more detail maybe. Just regarding the Rocklands development then, the satellite town that you mentioned, does anything of that remain?
No. The only thing of the town, there's two houses left. Two houses and another one was added, and they're just caretaker staff there. But there's a camping area there, and there are cabins there, and a caravan park, of course. In the 60s and 70s, when the lake was full, it was a tremendous tourist industry for Balmoral. People used to come to Balmoral in droves, and they'd camp there, and they'd be camping in the bush all around. Literally hundreds and hundreds of people were coming to the place. But as far as the town is concerned, no. If you went to where the town was, you couldn't see anything. The only thing you'd see were some bushes, trees and that sort of thing that are developed into weeds. Wattle trees and that sort of thing, and plum trees that send out suckers and that sort of thing.
Now, to Balmoral itself then, given all those ups and downs that you've talked about, how is that reflected in the Balmoral of today? If you're walking around the streets, are there clear markers of times when the town might have surged ahead and so on?
Well, it's a mixed bag, really. There's evidence of the wool boom there, in that stock and station agents, they opened up businesses, and they've had varying degrees of prosperity. The local grocery shop is struggling now because regardless of whether Balmoral is prosperous or not, the motor car has made Hamilton and Horsham so much closer. The local garage, for various reasons, it recently closed. So you could make an argument to say that it's going backwards. But then against that, Balmoral just put in a new synthetic bowling green at a cost of many, many, many thousands of dollars. And as far as a town is concerned, it's got all the facilities that make for a comfortable living. It's got its own swimming pool and it's sporting facilities, excellent sporting facilities. And as far as the businesses are concerned, they're having trouble.
For people who may not be familiar with the area or who might want to come and look at what is here, what are the are there certain spots that you would recommend that people go to perhaps, or things that are particularly interesting to look at that might, you know, reflect or be an important part of the town's history?
Well, if they're interested in fishing and that sort of thing, well, okay, although Rocklands is down to virtually a puddle, the fishing's not bad. Mind you, you'll catch carp these days rather than trout. And if you're interested in stately homes, yes, back in the 1870s, 1880s, the station owners had money running out of their ears, and they built these palatial homes, and they're still here. So yes, you can do a tour of the palatial homes of the area, and in the springtime, I think it looks very, very beautiful. In this time of the year, it doesn't look very beautiful at all. Everything's browned off and eaten off.
Are there any famous people who we might know of who've come from Balmoral? Do we know?
Oh, I don't know about famous people, but I had some very, very accomplished people here. One of them, as a matter of fact, he died in Ballarat just last year, but a fellow called Ron Peck, and Ron Peck came here as a bee farmer, and anyway, the town decided that they needed an electricity supply, and so he didn't know a lot about electricity, anything like that, but he had a brilliant brain, and he said, oh, I'll put one in, and so he built a powerhouse, and had five big generator or alternator units, and he electrified about 100 square miles around here. They run lines out all over the district.
And the railway, I'm presuming that doesn't come here anymore, or is it still?
Well, the railway, when it closed that in 1977, and then they eventually sold the line to China. And and all the rails were pulled up, and they were shipped off to China. And so somewhere in China there's a railway line that used to be to Balmoral.